Australia's Trade Minister has of recent times been basking in the glory of having secured the China-Australia free trade deal. Andrew Robb was back in Beijing this week for high-level talks between Canberra and Beijing. Following the meeting, Mr. Robb gave an interview with Fergus Ryan from the China Spectator website. It was all going well until the subject of Chinese democracy came up.
You made some comments at a Bloomberg talk that talked about how China was heading towards democracy, and you did make the point that it could be a different type of democracy. The Prime Minister also...
Don't put words in the mouth. What I said was that, and you've got it there, it's all a matter of public record, right? But I said that the President had said that his objective by 2050 is to have a democratic community. And he has defined it in different forms as different to what we would call a democracy, per se, but it's still, he saw major democratic features being very much a part of this system. So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Many China watchers, after hearing what Prime Minister Abbott said about it being such a great thing that Xi Jinping had said that China...
I'm not going to get into tricky-dicky rhetorical difference between myself and the Prime Minister or anyone else. I mean, it's just a gotcha sort of exercise. It is.
I'm just trying to understand.
No, you're not trying to understand. You're trying to do a gotcha moment so you can go and write that the Trade Minister said something in a marginal sense different to the Prime Minister. We can go around in circles like this and, you know, I know exactly what you're doing because about 10 other people all tried that about 3 weeks ago, by the way. But, but go again. I mean, come on, I've got people out there waiting. You said 10 minutes. How long has it been now? Now, come on. Please.
I'm just
getting very frustrated with this because I can see where it's heading.
I'm just trying to understand whether the Australian government has a handle on Chinese politics, whether they understand that China is not actually heading towards
democracy. You're an expert on Chinese politics, are you? I mean, they can have democratic processes. I mean, I can see, and I've been here 30 years, they are progressively moving to, the election of candidates for seats, albeit a one-party state. That's a democratic process, right? And that's what I was talking about. What relationship has that got to do with the free trade agreement that we've just struck?
Because it goes to whether the Australian government really understands who they're dealing with.
Oh, so what? You're saying there's not democratic processes already here?
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
None whatsoever.
That we can compare...
None whatsoever? No, who said we compare it with Australia or democracy? I mean, this is my point. You're trying to gotcha moment. It's not about what we understand or not understand. It is what the Prime Minister said versus what I might have said. I know where it's going, this conversation, right? And that'll be the hook. If I go down that route, that'll be the hook. And it'll be so... How does it move issues any further?
Trade Minister Andrew Robb in Beijing speaking with Fergus Ryan from the China Spectator website.